a burning thing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Story breaking. Amazing the amount of money we're talking about here. Donald Trump and the Republican Party had to refund nearly $13 million to donors in the first half of the year after the 2020 election. They have refunded, had to refund more than $135 million starting at the beginning of 2020 through June of 2021. $135 million. $13 million alone in the first months of this year. Why did they have to do it? Why were these crooked tactics on their part? How to stop them? And here's the deal. Here's what it is. Because they started to get sued by a lot of their donors. There is a thing called Act Blue, ACTBLUE, that is dedicated to Democratic candidates when they fundraise. So you fundraise, you run for Congress, you run for the state assembly, you're a Democrat, you put out your Act Blue link, and if somebody wants to give you $100, they click on it, give their credit card information, and it goes into your account. There's a slight processing fee, but it's really on the up and up. The Republicans have something similar. They call it WinRed, W-I-N-R-E-D. And there's a big difference between WinRed and Act Blue. WinRed is only for Republican candidates. That's fine. And anybody who wants to contribute to them can go on there. But there is a box on both of them that says in very small letters, I want this to be a monthly contribution. So you think you're giving $100. And if there's a check in the box that says, I want it to be a monthly contribution, you're giving $1,200 a year. You're giving $100 every month. The difference between the Republican and the Democratic parties is this. In the Democratic Party, the box that's checked is, I do not want to make it monthly. I only want this one time. If you want to make it monthly, and some people do, you've got to check the other box, and that unchecks the one that says it's a single donation. On the Republican side, it's the other way around. The box is pre-checked for a monthly donation. So some people who don't have a lot of money, but they've saved up and they want to make $25, $50, $100 contributions to Donald Trump or the Republicans, they don't opt out. They don't uncheck that box and go to the other one that says it's only for this one time. Because frankly, they don't see it. You know, I've contributed to a lot of people in the Democratic Party, and I've received a lot of contributions, Democratic Party, in running for office. So I'm aware of it. The average person isn't aware of it at all. They put in $100 or $50, then they go right, you know, they put in their credit card number, their address, and they hit submit. So what happened was suddenly a lot of these Republican donors were getting these notices each month in their bank account going, you just gave another $100 to Donald Trump. And some of them shrugged and say, oh, what the heck? And that's what the Republicans are counting on. They're counting on that. But a lot of them increasingly brought suit. And the Republicans realized they were losing supporters. And so they restored this money. They contributed the money. However, they're continuing with this procedure. And if you give to a Republican candidate, for whatever reason, read it real carefully. And there's another box that they have that we don't have, apparently, according to the press reports, that says there's the monthly thing, and let's say you get out of that one, but then it has something along the lines of you're going to make another contribution of the same amount at least one time. And apparently that's still there. So if you are going to give money to a Republican candidate, read the screen very carefully. Read boxes, and if they're checked, and they're going to be in real small print. But if they are checked, make sure you uncheck it if you only want to give it this one time. Just make sure you uncheck it. Do not think that you are going to be treated fairly or honestly. Remember Trump University. Trump University, Donald Trump settled the fraud action for $90 million. Because in Trump University, he set up a university. And he advertised, and this is very similar to what he's done here, he advertised that he would teach you how to be a real estate mogul like him, make billions of dollars, series of instructions, and at the end of the time, you would meet with Donald Trump. You could discuss, you know, your tactics and what you're going to do. Now, what happened was there was no tuition on it. You would sign up, they'd call you, they'd say, how much money do you have? Some woman, single mom with a son, child with autism, she said, I have $29,000 saved. They said, well, the tuition's only $28,000. So they sucked $28,000 out of her. And the curriculum was really this mindless stuff like, you know, be confident in yourself. A lot of Dale Carnegie stuff, like the sweetest sound in the world to the other guy is the sound of his own name. Keep repeating his own name, that kind of thing. And for the instructors, they hired one was a, he worked in a jewelry store. And then he moonlighted at night as an instructor. And there were no credentials to any of these people. And they were given these pre-printed bullet points just to talk to the people. And then at the end, she put on a dress and got it all dressed up. Going to go meet Donald Trump. She goes down to the office. And there's a guy there in a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump. And he goes, okay, stand by the cutout and I'm going to take a picture. And she said, wait a minute, I was supposed to meet with Donald Trump. He said, well, he's busy. This is just as good. You take this picture, the cutout looks real like him. And just tell the people you're dealing with that here's a proof you met with Donald Trump. That's what Donald Trump did. He sucked almost all the money out of single moms and with kids with disabilities. Finally got sued and wiggled out of it for $90 million. Now with his own, you know, with his own donors, his own supporters. And I'm not talking about the big boys. I'm not talking about wealthy people. He screwed them too. And not only did he do that, you know, he's raised well over $250 million. He's raised well over 250, I think 270 million doing this kind of stuff. And a lot of what he's fundraising off of is, I'm going to overturn the 2020 election. It was fraud. I'm going to be restored in August, blah, blah, blah. So people bite on that and they go, okay, send him $25, $50. He didn't spend a penny of it on that. He didn't spend a penny of it on it. He just sits on it. Presumably he'll use it to pay lawyer fees. And then he'll lie in the weeds and perhaps use it if he decides to run again in 2024. So if you, for whatever reason, are induced to, or, you know, inclined to contribute to the Republican Party on WinRed, read the print, read the fine print. And I'm not kidding. Read it, because there have been boxes checked in the past that say, thank you, this is going to be taken out of your bank account every month. Some brave folks in Texas, Gina Beauclair had said, we got to start standing up to the Republicans. She's absolutely right. Texas Democrats are continuing their holdout to deny a quorum to Abbott, the governor, to pass the repressive voter suppression laws. So they didn't show up for the new legislative session either on voter rights. It's not voter rights, it's voter suppression. And, you know, we went over that. One of the things that's continued in it that's the most disturbing to me, you know, they have things like, well, in all of Houston, there'll only be one drop box, just like there is in Leopard Ear County somewhere with two people in it. That's bad. You can try to correct that in the courts. But the bad thing is they've made felonies if poll workers do certain things that they routinely do. People ask for information. They ask to have information mailed out. The elections clerk may say, oh, I'm going to mail everybody this or I'm going to mail everybody that. Felony. Go to prison. Now, do they expect to send anybody to prison? They probably do in the big counties. There's a woman serving 5 years right now for voting twice. What happened was she'd moved and they go and they say, we'll cast a provisional ballot here, and she does it. Somebody else had a criminal conviction and his probation and parole was going to be up in something like June. The election was in April or May. He thought that, you know, he'd been out of prison for a long time and he'd had an exemplary record in showing up with his parole officer and all that. He votes. They want to send him to prison for 5 years. Why do they want to do that? You think it's because they think, you know, he's a felon and therefore, no. It is to send a message to people that have had any brush with the justice system. I mean, in Wisconsin, well, the way that would be handled would be, sir, your parole is technically not up till June. You obviously in good faith voted now, but you know, you should know that blah, blah, blah. Down there, they'll put him in prison. Texas prisons are very harsh. They're very, very harsh. And they're gonna do that. So you're gonna have a lot of people in the inner city and elsewhere, poor people in tough circumstances, who may have had a brush with the law are gonna say, I don't wanna go to prison. And they're not gonna sort out, well, you know, that guy did this and I can do that. They're gonna say the heck with it. It's hard enough to get people to vote anyway. Do you realize that even in presidential elections, at least 30, sometimes 40% of people don't even vote for president. They certainly aren't gonna vote for Congress or alderman or mayor, county board, or state legislature. This is intended to suppress the vote. Now they're doing it with poll workers. These felony laws being passed in Texas, you'd like to think that the judges would overturn them, but they're not gonna overturn them until there's a lawsuit, and there's not gonna be a lawsuit until somebody goes to prison. That is what the Texas Democrats are resisting. They are standing up to fraud and crookedness. That is what they are resisting. And stay tuned. They can't obviously hang out forever. I mean, at some point, I suppose they've got to pass some laws. And when they do, the minute they go back in, these guys are going to spring the crooked law on them. Texas is a gerrymandered state, badly divided and badly corrupt. The Republicans, especially the attorney general under indictment, very, very corrupt. This is America, very, very sad. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying she's thinking of running against Chuck Schumer in a primary for the Senate. Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. He's an excellent Democrat. Ocasio-Cortez and her buddies accused the American military in Afghanistan of committing war crimes like the Taliban, they said. No member of Congress should have said that. It's false. Really false. It demoralizes troops. Reminds me during Vietnam, some of my buddies were in country Vietnam. I was not. I was in the Navy elsewhere. They're accused of war crimes, and that's a lot of baloney. I knew these guys. And she's going to have a tough time going against Chuck Schumer with that kind of business. But stay tuned. You know, it's a very, very big election if she does it, and we will see what happens. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And the flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.